see. There'll be daring do and stuff like you would never see.
Make a movie. Yeah, we're gonna be a movie.
Starring everybody
and me. There'll be heroes bold. There'll be comedy. And a lot of fuss that ends for us real happily.
Make a movie.
We can watch it all develop.
Starring everybody
and me. We'll take the world. Set it on its ear.
Come on, join in. We're gonna start right here.
It's okay, I landed on my head. Oh, come here, what? Chicken. Yoo-hoo.
All right, that took a little longer to stop than I wanted it to, but hello. My name is Mark Rattledge, and I am the owner of the Rattledge and Broadcasting Network. I'm also the host of several different shows, Long Road to Ruin, The Metal Hammer of Doom, and co-host on our Wednesday movie review show with Robert Winfrey. Tonight, we're doing something a little bit different. You may recall, if you've been a fan of the network for a while now. A couple of months back when it was announced Warner Brothers wanted more Batman movies directed by Ben Affleck, I pitched a trilogy of Ben Affleck Batman movies, and I had Asa Butterfield starring as Damian Wayne. Now, part of that was inspired by a question that was on movie fights, as presented by Screen Junkies. And that's what brings us here again tonight, with a different pitch. Recently on another episode of Movie Fights, the question was asked, what Marvel Cinematic Universe franchise did Jessica Jones team up with? And I had an idea, I mentioned it in the comments on that Movie Fights, but the idea led to an even bigger idea. First, I came up with an answer, and then a whole idea of a television series came to me. And that television series is actually on the books. Marvel Entertainment and Netflix are putting together a Defenders miniseries. It's either going to be 4, 6, or 8 parts. We're not really sure yet. My series pitch is 8 parts. So, what you're about to hear is the treatment that I wrote, which was first heard on this week's source material, was then followed by a discussion. If you haven't had a chance to hear it, here it is without all of the discussion. This is just a straight-through reading of my series pitch for the Netflix Marvel Defenders series. Okay? So, a couple of notes before we get into this. The Defenders series will take place at the conclusion of Daredevil Season 2, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, which are all coming up in the next year or so. It is assumed by the time Daredevil Season 2 ends, Luke Cage and Iron Fist both end, that they will have some knowledge of each other. Jessica Jones and Luke Cage already know one another. They had a relationship. I assume they will have a relationship again, if it's anything like the comic books. Obviously, Luke Cage and Iron Fist had an association with each other in the comic books. They formed the Heroes for Hire. And I assume that's where they're going to go with Cage and Iron Fist once those series have ended, that we will have, in fact, a Heroes for Hire with Luke Cage and Iron Fist. So you figure Daredevil's Daredevil's attorney's office, Murdoch and Foggy. Murdoch and Nelson. That's it. Attorneys at Law, Alias Investigation, and Heroes for Hire will all have a working relationship with each other. Another event that will have occurred by the time this series takes place is Daredevil is Doctor Strange's solo movie, which comes out next year, 2016, played by Benedict Cumberbatch. So, we'll have already established that Doctor Strange is in the Marvel Universe, which he was mentioned by name in The Winter Soldier. He'll have his own movie. We'll have all these other things taking place, and we'll have all of our characters set for the Defenders. Episode 1. It begins with Stephen Strange attempting to hire Jessica Jones to locate a missing person for him. He doesn't reveal that he has magical powers, but he does say that the circumstances of this missing person's case needs her expertise in dealing with matters of the superpowered nature. Strange explains that Clea, his apprentice, has been missing for a week. His attempts to find her have produced nothing. Secretly, his magic has thus far been unable to help him find her. It's as if her presence has vanished from this plane of reality. Strange secretly suspects her disappearance is at the hands of one of his many demon foes. Essentially, he needs Jessica to look into other possibilities while he continues his own search. Jessica's investigation leads her to discover on her own that Clea is a magic user, which Strange did not reveal to her, and may have been involved with dark magic. She also starts to hear stories of a demon walking the streets of New York City, causing people to lose their minds. Jessica meets up with Luke Cage and Daniel Rand, sharing with them what she's found and comparing notes. They all decide to check out the last few places where the alleged demon has been sighted. They find a man in a red suit towering over a woman, who we don't know yet, but will later on reveal to be Karen Page, menacingly saying, "I've kept my end of the bargain. Now it's time for you to pay your debt." Jessica and the heroes for hire attempt to intervene, but are promptly blindsided by the Ghost Rider. The man in the red suit, who we will learn is Mephisto, leaves the girl, for now, while the Ghost Rider deals with our three heroes. He fends off Cage and Iron Fist long enough to give Jessica the penance stare. Ghost Rider rides off as a hysterical Jones falls to the ground helpless. The mysterious woman has also disappeared. Cage vows to take down the Ghost Rider. Let me pause for the cause for one moment and say, Ghost Rider, where did you get that from? Well, you may or may not know this, but Punisher, Blade, and Ghost Rider all came back to Marvel within the last year or so. So they are now free to be used at any given time in the Marvel cinematic or television universe. And to answer a question that was asked on source material, no, this does not mean we're going to have Nicolas Cage back as Ghost Rider. This will be a brand new Ghost Rider with no association with the previous films. Different universe. Episode 2 begins with the heroes for hire taking Jessica to Doctor Strange for help. Strange senses this is the work of Hellfire magic. He attempts to use magic of his own to stabilize Jessica and bring her back from the brink of insanity. He says her soul will never be the same, but physically and mentally she will recover. They take this time to talk who and what they saw. Strange believes the man they saw was Mephisto, the tempter of souls. However, he has no idea who or what the Ghost Rider is. Also, he's convinced that the appearance of Mephisto and the disappearance of Clea are related. They agree to leave Jessica with Wong to recover while they take to the streets to find Mephisto and the Ghost Rider. Meanwhile, Daredevil is out on a hunt as well. Daredevil moves about the city from rooftop to rooftop. He sees a woman keeping to the shadows, trying to stay out of sight. She ducks into a dark alley. Daredevil drops down to confront her. The audience now knows it's Karen Page. Daredevil tried to talk to her, but she frantically runs from him in sheer terror. He tries to go after her, but he too now is attacked by the Ghost Rider. The Rider is unable to use his penance stare since Daredevil is blind, so he instead lashes him with his chain. They fight for an extended period while Page gets away again. Daredevil is nearly beaten to death, but Strange and the heroes for hire show up and run the Rider off. That's the end of episode 2. Episode 3 takes us back to the Sanctum Sanctorum. Daredevil, the heroes for hire, Jones, and Strange are licking their wounds, trying to figure out their next move. In summation, they are dealing with Mephisto, who appears to be preying on people's damaged souls throughout the city. He's being protected by the Ghost Rider. Clea is still missing, and Karen Page has gone into hiding. They come to the conclusion that if they're going to bring down Mephisto, they need to take out the Ghost Rider first. They also feel that any battle has to be away from the city in order to protect innocent civilians. Doctor Strange hatches a plan to lure the Ghost Rider out and then bring him to another dimension. He wants to use Jessica as a bait for Mephisto, and she rejects this notion out of hand. After everything with Kilgrave and the penance there, she feels she'll never be able to resist the temptation of Mephisto long enough to draw out the Rider. Jessica runs out of the Sanctum Sanctorum. Daredevil attempts to go after her, but Cage stops him, saying she's been through enough. They'll have to find someone else. Episode 4. Cage and Rand go see Trish Walker and talk to her about what's been happening. They ask her to take Jessica's place as the bait for Mephisto. Trish is naturally reluctant at first. Trish goes to see Jessica and talks to her about the plan. Trish says she'll do it, but she wants Jessica there to back her up. Jessica doesn't trust Doctor Strange and tells Trish she has no intentions of having anything else to do with him or this entire fiasco concerning Mephisto. Trish eventually talks her into it, saying that this is a second chance for her at becoming a hero. This is an opportunity to take down a true, unholy terror roaming the streets of New York. Jessica eventually comes around, and they all set the trap for Mephisto. Mephisto appears before Trish, ready to make a deal for his soul. Armed with mystic weapons they've received from Doctor Strange, Daredevil, Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica wait for the Rider to appear while Strange attacks Mephisto. Mephisto retreats to Hell, taunting Strange with a vision of Clea, whom he reveals he's holding there. With Mephisto gone, Strange turns to fight with the Rider. Ghost Rider attempts to give Strange the penance there, but the Eye of Agamotto protects him from the attack. The Rider is stunned and falls to the floor, reverting to former stuntman Johnny Blaze. Episode 5. This is Johnny's Tale. Because every Marvel series has to have a flashback episode, ladies and gentlemen. So this is it. This episode is mostly a flashback where we learn how Johnny became the Ghost Rider. It is the traditional tale where Johnny sells his soul to save his father from cancer, only to lose him in a motorcycle stunt shortly thereafter. Feeling that Mephisto had cheated him, he attempts to back out of the deal. Mephisto uses Hellfire magic to not only take his soul, but turn him into a servant of the devil, the Ghost Rider. Johnny says that when he's in Ghost Rider form, he is an extension of Mephisto, his hand, as it were. He is a mindless zombie carrying out the will of Mephisto. His penance stare is reserved for those who attempt to get out of a bargain with Mephisto or try to challenge him. Johnny Blaze states he's tried to get away, but the Rider always returns him to Mephisto's side. He tries to kill himself, but the Rider always brings him back to life. Strange believes he can alter the curse on Johnny enough that he can control the Ghost Rider, not Mephisto. Strange says he'll help Johnny if in turn the Ghost Rider will take them into Hell and go after Mephisto, to which Johnny agrees. All right, this is where things start to pick up. Episode 6. Ghost Rider leads the Defenders, though they're not called that yet, into Hell. There's a lot of fighting in this episode as the group encounters lesser demons and various guardians inhabiting Hell. They eventually come upon Clea. They learn that Clea was dabbling in black magic against the advice of Doctor Strange, and that gave rise to Mephisto coming to New York. He attempted to bargain for Clea's soul, but she resisted, so he imprisoned her down in Hell. Mephisto claimed he wanted her magic abilities. The Defenders, Ghost Rider, and Clea quickly make their way back to the portal home, but not before one final battle with Mephisto's minions. Not the minions from the cartoon, by the way. They barely make it home in one piece. This episode ends with an eruption in Midtown of Hellfire and Brimstone. When the smoke clears, Mephisto is standing with several demons behind him. Episode 7, the fighting continues. Mephisto is turning New Yorkers into an army of demons. They are running amok throughout the city. The Defenders try to contain as much of the mayhem as possible. Eventually, they beat back the demons and send them back to Hell. Doctor Strange and Clea battle Mephisto and eventually overcome him, driving him back to Hell as well, and shutting the gate behind him. The battle leaves everyone pretty beat up. Okay, we have one more episode left. kind of a prologue to this entire series. Episode 8 takes place a few weeks later. Daredevil tells Doctor Strange that Paige is still out there, somewhere, and even though they've beaten Mephisto for now, he feels like the job's still not done. Blaze shares with them that he's been using his penance chair to not only punish the guilty, to only punish the guilty, rather. He's been rounding up those that lost their souls to Mephisto, but there's more than he first realized. Doctor Strange, Daredevil, and Blaze meet with Jones and the Heroes for Hire. Doctor Strange reports what Blaze and Daredevil told him. He suggests they all work together to defend New York against more attacks, especially from other people with powers, or those that have turned in league with Mephisto. They agree to work together as the Defenders. So that's my movie pitch, my series pitch, rather. It's a treatment. It's just enough to if you were to give it to a screenwriter, would be them to work from a solid base. That was the intent here, not to describe every single scene, every single encounter, every single line of dialogue. This was just enough to get a screenwriter going and create this series that we would then see on television. I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you want to send me some feedback on it, you can contact me at Mark Radulich, MarkRadulich on Twitter. You can also contact me on Facebook at Mark Radulich LCSW. Please go ahead and check out our other great shows here on the Radulich and Broadcasting Network. Thursdays is The Long Road to Ruin. We just wrapped up our year of shows with The Mighty Ducks. And we'll be starting again sometime in the middle of January with The Lord of the Rings trilogy, followed by The Hobbit. Every other Thursday is The Metal Hammer of Doom, our music review show. This year, we'll be celebrating the end of the year, the holidays, with Heavy Saurus, Ray Hulusta Jula, which is their Christmas album from a few years ago. And we'll be back next year after that with a review of Megadeth's new album. We've got a couple of movie reviews coming up. Next week, we'll be looking at the year in review, which studio won the war this year, which studio put out the most profitable films, and which studio gets the booby prize. We'll be talking about that with Robert Winfrey. The following Wednesday, we'll have a full in-depth review of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And the following Wednesday, we'll be reviewing Quentin Tarantino's new movie, The Hateful Eight. So for everyone here at the Radulich and Broadcasting Network, be well, be safe, behave. And thank you again for listening to my pitch of the Defenders Netflix series. Thank you.